Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Jim Deering, bringing you yet another of Lauren Paul Decker's stories here on Soul Chaser, the podcast. Stories with a purpose by Lauren Paul Decker about how God shows himself and his grace in everyday things. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said to all of his disciples, "If you are truly desiring to be my disciples, you must disown your life completely, embrace my cross as your own, and surrender to my ways." Today's story is called Disciple. I have a problem with my email today. I'm getting messages in, but my replies just sit in a queue in my outbox going nowhere. I don't know what the problem is, but I do know that the system is useless and stagnant this way. Communication is a two-way street. If it isn't, the process is pointless. This reminds me of our walk with God. He fills us up daily with His Word. He blesses us with abundant life. He pours out love from heavenly storehouses. But if it stops there, with the inbox only, well, you guessed it, we become stagnant. Remember, He fills us up to pour us out. We aren't consumers of Christianity. We are its purveyors. In the Bible, the book of Luke, chapter 9, 23, reports that Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Aha! I think I'm beginning to get it. This idea of being a disciple. According to Jesus, there are three major aspects involved. Number one, to deny myself. Number two, to carry my cross daily. And number three, to follow Him. Denying myself can be tricky, but I've learned that this is rarely a dramatic result of an altar call decision to never be self-centered again. No, denying oneself happens in everyday moments. It is simply not caving into selfishness 10 minutes at a time. This would mean allowing some driver to proceed through an intersection before we enter it. It could mean sitting at a lonely one's lunch table instead of with our buddies. Or maybe it requires asking a follow-up question and really listening to the answer instead of bailing out of the conversation with, "I'm sorry, I'm just so busy. Excuse me." Every 10 minutes presents a new opportunity to be second rather than first. Taking up our cross is the next step. We do not bear the weight of sin as Christians, but we do carry the weight of responsibility for having been purchased by Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:19, "You are not your own. You were bought with a price." The weight on the life of every true disciple is an understanding of the transaction that brought us forgiveness. And carrying the cross reminds us that we owe a debt of love to all. The one who's forgiven loves, and there is no greater symbol of true love than the cross. So then, it's not an overpowering weight. Indeed, you never want to be apart from his life-changing power. Following is last on the list. We are not leaders. In truth, disciples should be really good followers. We learn to put our feet in the Lord's sandal prints as he dances through this world. But wherever he leads, we take the cross with us, so that we view circumstance through the frame of that rough wood, each person in the strong shadow of love and forgiveness. What a joy to dance with him and to embrace our world in the freedom of discipline, for that is just what disciples do.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.